The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Six Nations back underway this weekend. Ireland taking on Wales. Mike Ruddock with me to preview, former Ireland under 20 Leinster and Wales coach, and Tommy Bow as well, former Irish international, Ireland AM presenter and presenter of the Offload podcast. Tommy, if we can make it through the next few minutes without you slating off the ball, I mean, that'd be a big boost, all right?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm on the telly tomorrow for the BBC, and I've seen already in the running order that they're showing a clip of Off the Ball saying that Ireland would beat Wales with 12 men because of the Irish media and Off the Ball. So, yes, the fodder is there for us. I'm sure it's been pinned up on the Welsh change rooms all week. These guys are getting too big for their boots. But I think everybody from Ireland will be feeling confident, but that arrogance has certainly not come from the team or the coaches.
Would you be a bit more nervous now, though, with the change in the coaching setup in Wales? I think it's too short a window to really have a kind of a material impact in terms of style of play, but just maybe a looseness to their game might be introduced?
Listen, I think with some of the experience that Sharrett has brought into the team, Warren Gatland, he inherited a difficult squad there, but he didn't make it any easier for him by trying to pick young guys and playing them out of position. So I think there will be a bounce. There's no doubt about it. But I just think this Irish team, they are too good. And I think the bookies had them as 25-point favourites. If there's going to be any bounce from a new coach and a fresh face in there, it might make the game a little bit closer. You'd expect Wales are going to really put it up to Ireland in the opening 20 minutes. And listen, you never know. This is the beauty of sport. This is why we love it. A red card or if momentum goes against you. And the, particularly in the Principality Stadium, 72,000 Welsh men and women down your back, hoping that you make a mistake, it could have an impact. But listen, I think even when I say 72,000 Welsh men and women, I think there's going to be an awful lot of Irish there tomorrow. I just flew into Cardiff this afternoon. The amount of flights coming in, the excitement around this is just going to be, it's going to be amazing tomorrow.
So Mike Ruddock, is that the instruction you expect to the Irish team from Simon Easterby? Whether that storm, we know it's going to come. We know the first 20 minutes of this game are going to be frantic. But after that, that's when you really impose yourself.
Yeah, I just want to quickly say, though, in advance of that, that obviously Tommy's on TV tomorrow, but I've got the face for radio, I'm told. So I guess that's why you invited me on today. So
you and me both, Mike, you know.
We must be related. But Tommy, there won't be as many in as you think today. I think they cancelled the ferries today, so there's a few less. It could be a few spare tickets floating about. But no, I think, you know, Tommy's right that, you know, Ireland are, you know, just so good at the moment. But I do like the look of the balance of the Welsh team. Matt Sherrett has come in. He's brought a bounce in there. You could see by, you know, Warren Gatland's face, you could sort of hear through the grapevine the mood in the camp had sort of dipped massively. And, you know, everyone was wearing the stress on their face. Matt's come in. He's there for three games, although you never know, he might be asked to stay longer. And I think that, you know, he's added a bounce. The mix he's put into the team, I think, is really good. It'd be along the lines of the sort of selection I would look to pick. You know, we had inexperienced players in the spine of the team, people out of position, like we had a young hooker. You can't play a young hooker at that level with a young tight end, you know. So they brought in Elliot D, a really experienced hooker. They've changed the back row. We've got two jacklers to put pressure on the Irish back breakdown. We've got experienced nine. We've brought in an experienced 10, you know, rather than a player playing out of position. And we've got a nice mix in the midfield now with, you know, people like Ben Thomas moving back to 12 and a big man in Max Llewellyn, you know, in the centre. So as Tommy knows, if you get, you know, red quality ball, you're not quite sure what to do with it, you just give it to the big guy, you go forward, get the forwards around the corner. So we sort of got a better balance and a better structure. We're playing at home. Going back to your point, you know, it's a great team talk, isn't it? There's been a lot of white noise coming in the media about how good Ireland are. You know, there's nothing to lose from Matt. The players will respond to a team talk where you've got a cause to play for. If we start sort of, I would certainly bang the drum that perhaps we're not being respected the way we should be. Let's get a reaction, and you just might get it.
So how do you expect the match to go, though, Mike?
Well, you know, there's a couple of key battles, as Tommy knows, you know, and I think you shouldn't underestimate the front row of the match that has picked. You know, I think it's much better balance than we've had. As you say, we'll have a scrummaging hooker, an experienced scrummaging hooker with Nicky Smith coming in on the loose end. And, you know, I see them going at young Thomas Clarkson. I think it's his first start for Ireland in the stadium. And if they get a little bit of a nudge on in that first scrum and target the young tight end, who knows? It could be a little bit of a confidence gain from that. Having said that, we've got to hold Andrew Porter, who's a, you know, he's a tank, isn't he? You know? But that could be a good sort of battle. The line-out obviously will be key. I think Ireland will have the edge in the line-out because we've gone for two sort of a smaller type of back row to really be competitive in the breakdown. Perhaps sacrifice a bit of line-out. But if we can win enough ball, I think the backline mix is pretty good. So, you know, I'm expecting an Irish win, but I really, like the rest of Wales, we want to see, you know, a big improvement in the body language of the Welsh players. And, you know, just that pride in their performance to go out and make it hard for Ireland.
Tommy, how do you expect it to play out?
I'd be confident of an Irish win. They have to obviously weather that storm in the opening 20 minutes, but I'd be confident even with the bench that are going to come on that Ireland will pull away. And it, you know, you don't want to obviously take your eyes off this match, but obviously Simon needs to be thinking long term as well. You've got the French game in 2 weeks where whether they win or lose that, it's going to come down to points difference. So they have to go there to the Millennium Stadium or Principality tomorrow and weather the storm. And like, it's an amazing, amazing stadium. As I said, 72,000, but the roof is closed. It's an early enough kickoff, 2:15, I think it is. So, you know, you're not going to have the streets. Normally you'd stay in a hotel in the middle of Cardiff and you get on the bus and you drive up Mary Street and you just see all these supporters piling out of the bars, red and green, and you know, the daffodils, and just the crack that everybody's having on the pitch, on the road. And you kind of think, oh God, I wish I was out there. Where they're looking up onto the bus, thinking they wish they were on the bus. But it's going to be an amazing atmosphere. But I do think that Ireland will weather the storm and go on to win.
Well,
win
Tommy mentioned that the French game. I know the offload, the podcast, yourself and Dunica have a live show the same week, actually, 5th of March in the Three Olympia. So you can watch them slating off the ball live amongst much more besides. Tickets available on Ticketmaster. Tommy Bow, Mike Ruddock. Listen, gentlemen, thanks a million for that. Enjoy the weekend worth.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.